Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, champion Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's so awesome to have you plugged into the number one motivational show on the planet. Today is Thursday, June 26, 2014. Every day is Saturday. You know that. I know that. Not everybody knows that, however. But you know what? I really do appreciate the feedback coming on the Twitter hotline, sharing the Twitter love. Hit me up at Sam Crowley. Emails are pouring in as well from the question I posed. What if I just went to a 6 day a week podcast and on the seventh day he rested? But that seventh day is Saturday. See, I figured we do a Sunday spiritual podcast and then we get you through the week, Monday through Friday. But as my good buddy Tim down under in Sydney, Australia, who sent me an email last night, listens to the show, said, Sam, you know, if we can't get ourselves motivated on Saturday, one day a week, then we got bigger problems. I agree, Tim. Appreciate the feedback. John Daly got yours as well on the Twitter handle, at Sam Crowley, others that have been pouring in. So I think that's what we're going to do. And I think we're going to do it starting this week. You know, I turned 46 years old, June 29th. Save your birthday cards. Don't spend a lot of money on me. You're humble. Podcasting host for the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's not about me. Well, all right, it is about me, but 46 really isn't a monumental birthday. I mean, not really a lot happens in your 46th year. You just get a little bit older. I really am enjoying the good life this week, though, man. I've had pizza, buffalo wings. I mean, come on, I'm in Buffalo. I've only run twice in the past week. Haven't lifted a weight in about 2 months. I don't look fat. I mean, I'm not out of shape. As you look at me, you wouldn't think, damn, looks like they poured that guy in the chair. No, not like that at all. But I'm definitely taking it easy. But that's what life's about, you know? I'm no different than you. I have the ebbs and flows, the peaks and valleys. I'm pretty consistent in some of the things I do. This podcast, for example, I put the show out every single day of the year, have been for this year, 2014. Because as an ex-stutterer, I think it's pretty cool. I think it's actually pretty funny that an ex-stutterer can put a podcast out every single day. Notwithstanding the fact I actually get paid to speak, it's hilarious. I mean, it's just so funny. The labels that people put on you every single day, you're like, this is what you can do, and this is what you can't do, okay? And I would never encourage anybody to do anything unethical, illegal, break the law, anything like that, deliberately hurt people. I've done all of those, by the way. I've deliberately gone out of my way to hurt people, not physically, but go out of my way to insult them. I've deliberately gone out of my way to break the law, whether that's speeding, drinking while driving. Look, I think I've said this 100 times. You're listening to the most flawed human being on the planet, but if I don't keep it real, then who's going to keep it real with you? You know, like I've gotten a lot of tweets from people who have been self-proclaimed messes. They're a mess. Reformed alcoholics send me emails. Ex-drug addicts, current drug addicts send me emails. Spouses who cheat on their wives and their husbands send me emails. Corporate slaves send me emails. Sometimes I feel like a priest, and I'm not even saying that to joke around. And I'm not saying I'm putting myself in that category of you know, being anything other than who I am. I'm just who I am. I'm just a dad, husband trying to just make my way through life, man, just like you are. But the one thing I was able to do is I wanted to be there for people who had courage. That's all. I don't want to be there for whiners. As I say to all my coaching clients, you can lean on me, but you can't whine on me. And there's a big difference, you know, when you have people that are out there making excuses and woe is me and everybody's against me and things like that. Nobody wants to hear that. I don't want to hear it. You know why? Because I know you're better than that. I know you're bigger than that. You know what else? Life is bigger than that. But I do want to be there for people who have been judged, people that have been mocked, people that have been ridiculed, people that have had a label put on them. And my message for you today is this. Listen up, okay? Whether you're riding in your car, running on the treadmill, taking a walk in the park, or just happen to be sitting at your workstation right now, taking a break for 20 minutes to listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast, here's what I do want you to do. I want you to take a chance. Take a chance. As I say all the time, bet on the new you, not the old you. Bet on the new you. I'm so happy. Last night I went down to Pennsylvania, took a ride down about an hour from where I live right here in the summertime to check on the rental properties I own, about 37 units or so. Met with my property manager, Bob, great guy, ex-cop. Couldn't pick a better property manager. You want a good property manager? Get somebody that has already retired from a previous job, especially as a police officer. That's even better because he wouldn't cheat me for a dime. You know, look, we got people collecting cash every day of the month. Money makes people do funny things. And I would love to tell you that all my property managers have been super fantastic individuals. Had a few, really good. Had others that went to the state, went to prison for 2 to 4 years for stealing from me. I think I've shared those stories, whether it was in my book or on my podcast. One guy cut all the copper piping out of my buildings and scrapped it and replaced it with PVC. I mean, who does that? I wouldn't even think. I guess copper, I didn't even, see, here's the things you find out when you decide to put yourself out there. I didn't know how valuable copper was at all these water lines. The guy cut them all out with a little hacksaw underneath my building, a few of my properties. He went and scrapped them. And not only that, he went over and above that. Had he only done that, I would have been scratching my head. But then he goes, I had an open charge account. He convinces the individual at the local supply store to put $1,200 of copper on my account. You know, I've got an open account there. We put drywall, mud, screws, I mean, heating elements, water heaters. I mean, you can imagine being a landlord, 37 units. And at the time, I had 44 before I sold a few of them. And he convinced the clerk to put $1,200 of copper in the back of his truck. He didn't even, like, Flint, he drove it right to the scrapyard. Got like $300 for it. Just the craziest stuff. But as I went down there last night, I'm thinking, as I'm driving down, I've been making this drive down to PA for 12 years. That's when I first bought my first set of rental properties. My first mortgage, I put 18 units together on a package deal. It was $300,000, and I had the owner of the units at the time hold 20% back on a two-year note. So he held about 60 grand back on a two-year note, and we got that negotiated over 2 years down to 40 grand. I paid him 40 grand cash in 24 months. So you know, the reason I'm telling you all this isn't a real estate course, is I took a chance. That's all I did. I didn't know anything about real estate. I took a chance a few months prior to that deal getting done. I went on that Wednesday rainy night in downtown Cincinnati. Just went to a real estate seminar. That's all. I wasn't looking to get rich quick. I wasn't looking to get a lotto ticket to scratch off and get 10 grand that day or anything like that. You know what I was just looking to do? I was just looking to expand my mind. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to be open that there's something out there, because I had a low self-esteem. Here's the irony of it all. I'm making 100 grand or so, and yet I got a low self-esteem. I got this chip on my shoulder, always trying to prove something to somebody. I'll show you. And when you're looking in, if you were looking in on Sam Crowley in 2002, when I was going through this metamorphosis of changing from the employee to the entrepreneur, it's a big change, guys. I'm not here to tell you that this is something that, I know people make it look easy. I know people talk about push button profits and you can get started tomorrow and make $1 million. I do not believe that. I believe you can get rich quick, but I think it's all in the definition. What is your definition of quick? I mean, if you're in a job and I told you, hang with me for 20 years and you'll retire with $1 million, you'd be all for it, right? I'm 25 years old. That means when I'm 45, I get $1 million? Yeah, I'll give you $1 million cash. Stay with me 20 years. I'm in. You know, that's only 50 grand a year. I mean, that's it. I mean, we've all made $1 million. Pretty much the demographic of my show is, you know, we have people, you know, as surveys and what I've been able to do over the past years and find out this information, anywhere from 28 to 64 years old is the listening audience. More female based than male, which may shock some of you out there because I'm such a manly man. About 60-40 female. very intelligent audience I have that listen to the show. Sharp cookies. I mean, I have six-figure C-level executives that listen to this podcast, and I have 28-year-old college dropouts, like, you know, the former Sam Crowley. But it's all in between. And I think, you know, people plug into the show because you want permission to be able to take that chance. I get it, you know? But I was insecure back then. Looking in on me back then, you would have looked in and saw this guy who was making a lot of money and, you know, seemed pretty secure. That wasn't the case at all. I was looking to expand my mind. I was looking to just do something a little bit different, because when you feel life slipping away, you feel life slipping away. There's nothing you can do. You know, today, I cannot even get over this. 6 months, it's going to go by. Done. In 4 days, it's over. You know, I don't know when you're going to listen to this show. A lot of my shows are downloaded within 48 hours of me actually recording them. For most people, you're going to listen to this before the end of June. Others are going to listen to this in November, December and think, God, he was surprised that it was June already. It's already December. Come on, man. Get out there and take a chance. Just be open to the possibility. You know, getting rich quick, it's all a relative term, like I talked about. You think 20 years and getting $1 million, that's 50 grand a year. That's nothing. You factor in inflation, you're not even making that much, you know? But what if I told you you could get, and forget about money, what if I just told you you could be free in 3 years, 36 months from today? Meaning if you would have started this journey in June of 2011, your launch date, your freedom date would be today. Had you started in June 2011. See, I think that is very real. I think that is very possible. But you got to expand your mind. You got to be willing to learn things that you've never been willing to learn before because you thought them to be painful. The process is painful. It's slow starting. It's like when you first start running, you know, your legs feel like tree trunks. You can barely even walk. You know, Justin Willoughby, a buddy of mine from my hometown, sent me a message on Facebook. He used to weigh 800 pounds, 799 pounds. It was either 700 or 800 pounds. I'll go with a higher number, 800 pounds. He's down to 250 maybe, something like that now. And I saw his interview on the Today Show here in the U.S., and Justin was saying that the hardest thing when he first decided that he was going to go on this journey and lose some 550 pounds was just to get up. Just to sit up and stand, just to stand up and sit back down was an effort. Imagine that. You're lifting 800 pounds. Of course it's an effort. To get up, stand up off the couch and sit back down was an effort to him. But he did it, and he started eating better. And he's got a tremendous faith in God as well. And he put God in the co-pilot seat with him. Actually, he probably put God in the pilot seat and put himself in the co-pilot. He's a very spiritual man. I don't believe, and this is the world according to Sam Crowley. I know we have agnostics that listen to the show. I have Muslims that listen to the show. We have people from all different faiths, Jews, all over the world, Hindus. I get it. I'm not here to convert you to Christianity. I'm here to tell you that I don't believe anything gets done without God in the pilot seat with Sam Crowley, okay? I believe that whatever you believe, whatever your creator source is, your source energy is, as Wayne Dyer refers to, your source energy, the more connected you are to source energy, the more powerful you feel. Because if you're trying to go through life alone, it's a very lonely battle. If you feel as though you're plugged into the source, for me, that's Jesus Christ. That's God, all right? That's the Trinity, the God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe the Holy Spirit is inside of me, all right? And I believe that Jesus Christ lives inside of me, and I believe that I live and I am part of him. And I believe I'm always tapped into the source. That's why I don't live in a world of fear and worry, because I lay all my fears at the feet of God Almighty. And I never used to do that. And I'm not here to preach, but I'm preaching right now, brother, sister. I'm preaching. That's okay. It's just who I am. I told you, I'm the most messed up human being you're ever going to meet in your entire life. But you know one thing I did do is I tried to expand my mind. I'm always looking to expand my mind. And I don't believe a lot of what I hear out there. I don't believe you can get rich quick overnight. Because I know people can't change overnight. You're not going to go from being broke to having a mindset of abundance. Yeah, I believe that there's abundance all around us now, but that's by listening to guys like Bob Proctor and Wayne Dyer for the past 5 or 6 years. That I would never have believed that even 8 years ago. All right, I believe that if I just put my foot forward, something good would happen, but I didn't realize there was this world of abundance out there that it was like holding a cup underneath Niagara Falls. I didn't believe that if I would just take a step, God would take 2 steps towards me and meet me there. I didn't believe that I could share the stage with Les Brown, with Bob Proctor. I never even believed that. Forget about sharing the stage with these people. I didn't believe that I could actually be in the same zip code. I mean, maybe I could get a cup of water for, you know, John Maxwell, who I shared the stage with in 2007. You know, I never even thought any of this was possible. But you know how it all became possible and how it's all going to become possible for you is you're going to take a step today and you're going to just look to expand your mind today. You're not looking to expand your wallet today. You're not looking to expand your bank account today. You're not going to chase the shiny object. You're not going to go for the dollar bill or whatever currency it is in over 100 countries this podcast is downloaded in. Guys, it's not all about that. Your reward is going to come, but your reward may not come in the form of currency. It's not the way it always happens for people. Your reward may be your children outlive you. And don't take that for granted. Don't take that for granted. I can't, at the age of 46, I wish I could say I've never seen a parent bury their child, but I have, and you probably have as well. That to me has to be the most single, most painful process as a parent. I can't even imagine. What would you rather have, $1 million or healthy children? Come on now, let's be truthful, okay? So your payment may not come to you as a reward of dollar bills or the yen or the ruble or whatever your currency is, okay? Your reward may come to you as a healthy life, which gives you an opportunity today, tomorrow, the next day, next year, and for the next 20 years to make a difference in the lives of other people. But you have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to take that first step and just expand your mind and think that I'm going to learn a little bit more today about a subject that I'm very curious about, I'm very passionate about, and if the money follows me, that's great, but you can't chase money. You don't love money. You love people, okay? And money serves you. That's the inverted relationship people don't understand. You don't need to have money control you. You control the currency. But if $1 million never finds its way into your bank account, if you don't ever drive that Mercedes S-Series, okay, if you don't ever have the BMW 740i, okay, you listen to a guy that drives a 2012 Buick Regal, all right? And I'm not saying I'm any better, but I read a book 15 years ago called The Millionaire Next Door, and that the average millionaire drives a car that's 3 years old. So if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. You know, I don't need, first of all, I know the difference between a depreciating asset and an appreciating asset. I was down at my rentals last night meeting with the property manager. Those are appreciating, okay? But I'm using depreciation to save money. It's a big difference there. See, there's so much to be learned. Just in real estate, there's so much to be learned. You know how I started learning all of this? Depreciation, appreciation. There's depreciation recapture when you go to sell. If you don't want to have depreciation recapture and get hit by the tax man here in the U.S., you do a 1031 exchange, and you take that money that you sell your real estate and you buy another rental property, and that way the tax man doesn't hit you because you've now reinvested. There's laws that are made for the people who understand how they work, and I'm asking you today to go out there and expand your mind, learn the laws, learn the processes. I know those aren't sexy words, but it's going to make you a lot of money. And like I said, if the money never comes, the freedom will. I promise you the freedom's going to come your way. I promise you a better life is going to come your way. I didn't promise you it's going to be easy, but I am promising that it's going to be worth it. And as I drove back last night. I got back a little late, close to midnight, because I stopped and saw my buddy Pat Kellum and Anne-Marie and hung out at their house, had a couple of Keystone lights and an old Milwaukee. Hilarious. And I haven't had an old Milwaukee, I don't think, since college, 1988. I was driving back, and I was just so grateful that 12 years ago I took a shot. I went to a real estate seminar just to learn, not to make any money, not to buy any, just to learn, just to say, I wonder if there's anything else out there that I can tap into. I've got the momentum. I've got a positive attitude. I got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. I got some limiting self-beliefs I got to work through, but I wonder if there's a vehicle out there I can tap into that might be able to set me free 10 to 15, 20 years down the road. That's my message for you today. I hope it resonates with you. Get out there and expand your mind. It's not getting rich quick. It's being grateful for what you do have right now and expanding on that. Are you with me? Can I get an amen from the congregation? It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.